This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rigid
Roosters Heather.
Podcast.
Are you ready, Cody?
You little shithead.
Lord have mercy.
Interrupted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good.
But it is not my fault that you fucking whisper into the goddamn microphone.
Nobody can ever say that I whisper.
Yes, they can.
No, I want
you to listen to the first episode that is out right now as we record this and tell me you don't hear the difference in our two fucking volumes. Tell me you don't and I'll call you a fucking liar.
You like talking. A lot more than
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
Okay, but then every time you talk, you start talking like this.
Because otherwise you yell at me and smack me because I'm not supposed to take the limelight away from you.
Whoa, I have never once smacked you. I would not dream of doing that because you would fucking kill me.
I'm pretty
sure. Can we please get back on track?
Push me down some stairs one time.
No, that was you being
a
dumbass. No.
There's a nurse that knows totally.
That was you being a dumbass for 2 days in a row. Can we please get back on track here?
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
You hush. All right, we'll get to you in a second.
I'll show you, Mommy.
Welcome to the Rigid Roosters Podcast. If you can't tell already, we have got a doozy for you today. My name is Cody. I am with my co-host. What is your name again, you little shit? No, you. You are the co-host. She is the guest.
Oh,
you.
You said little shit, though, so like I thought you
Yeah, no, that's you. That's both of you, but it's you right now.
Hi, I hit it with my face because it's not supposed to be up this high. It's Heather. I'm so glad you're here to join us.
Well, you don't have to deep throat the mic. Just talk like a normal person.
I do!
No, you don't!
Okay, let my friend talk.
We, for the second week in a row, have a very special guest with us today. They have been relentlessly fucking bullying me all day. What is your name, special guest?
I'm Haley.
You know, like, Justin Timberlake's that Cry Me a River song, and this Mr. Crab doing his tiny violin, I can hear it.
Hey, shut the fuck up. So, what are we going to talk about? No, wait, stop. Stop everything. It's time
Hearts
to do our check-in.
Heads.
Yes, it is time to do our check-in. Simmer down. You fucking cool it right now. How are you feeling?
One, you are not my boss. Two, shut the hell up. Three, until now. I was fine and dandy.
Until right now.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I've had a good day. It was a shower day, and I don't know if there's anybody else that has ADHD or the anxieties or the depression or what the hell it is, but sometimes I have to talk myself into fucking showers. Even though I know they're going to rejuvenate me and bring me back to life, I have a hard time, like, listen, like 3 days. Like, it's not like I go weeks without it, y'all. But, like, there are just days, and by the last day, I just feel so gross and ugh. So I woke up today, and it was shower day, straightened my hair. I mean, it's been a good day, you know, nice and cool outside. We're getting a break from the heat. and then had some sad things happen. Not sad, definitely some emotionally taxing things take place. So we won't go, maybe we can make this an episode later to delve, like, dive deeper into it, because we don't want to give anybody information that is incorrect, so we need to research it a little bit more.
Okay.
But we did a cord cutting ceremony, or ritual, this evening. Basics, we had two candles, my name in one, somebody else's name in the other. We had a cord, and that showed the connection between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And then Haley made sure to leave protection on my side as we did it. Remind me what that was.
I had a deer antler.
For why? Because they shed their antlers.
Yes, regrowth.
There we go.
Amethyst.
For what?
I always forget that one. And then
that one's a hard one. Try it again.
You want to say celandine? But it's not celandine. It's the nice clear one.
Yes.
Everybody knows it, okay?
Like quartz almost, but not.
And that one's mainly for protection for yourself.
And then she had salt on there, which protects both of us. Both myself and the other person. You had juniper?
Juniper, jasmine, and gelatine root.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm saying that one right, but
something. So, we should probably have a podcast. Or, you know, like a segment or something later when let's keep diving into it. Let's see.
That may be one that I show you again how to record, and you guys record an episode while I'm at work explaining that stuff.
Look at you trying to get out of this already.
I also have a question. Does this echo do anything? Because I twisted it.
It doesn't look like it is, but turn it all the way down now so that it's not doing anything.
Okay. Will she talk like this if it is?
No.
Oh. It's not like one of those?
Does that make it echo?
No. It'll sound like she's in a very large room. That's all it'll do.
Oh. Okay. Anywho, so we did one of those. I had never done one personally. She has a friend that has done it, is more practiced in it. So she used guidance from her friend to help me with that. Just had some not bad things happen. Let's just say my manifestation while I was doing this is I release you with love and gratitude for the lessons learned. I don't know that I want to go into it a whole lot more than that right now because I don't know that I'm capable of doing that.
No, but whatever you are comfortable with. That's
yes. No, I know. I'm just trying to be real and let everybody know that I just don't want everybody to think we're scripted because you made a big old joke about it last time.
Yeah.
Just for my ADHD squirrel brain to stay on topic. So I figure if I cry every now and then.
You look at me like that.
That they'll still be like, oh, Heather hates crying, so she's actually talking about real life.
She put the crying in the script 100%. like it says right here, Heather sheds tears.
Uh-huh. You're a dick. Short of that, I mean, but it's been even as that was happening, and I can't say that I can't say that I feel one way or the other. Really, I still feel kind of in the middle of I don't have a clear answer, and I mean, I guess it's life. We're not maybe not going to, but it helped me feel lighter in some ways, and I've been giving brain space to things that isn't being reciprocated, and that's not fair to me. And
to things that don't deserve your brain space.
So that it was more a ritual cleansing of that, I guess, maybe than the person itself, but that it all rolls together. So it's been a little bit emotional. I think that's why I've got a headache, and then we're just feeling silly, so we took an edible and
And then came in here and bullied me, and Haley slapped my head twice.
You literally have a shirt that says, don't bully me or I'll come.
So whatever happens.
And my hand was wet.
Whatever happens later tonight is on both of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know.
You done already told us you're tired.
From my head.
I'm never too tired for that. Ever.
You know what? We can tie him up where he can't get up. And then we can do things in front of him. But not let him touch. Just wiggle and jiggle. And
I both love this idea and hate it at the same time. So, yes. Haley, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
Didn't do much.
Yeah.
Hung out with.
Make sure you're talking directly into the mic, please.
I am.
Oh my god.
You hung out with me.
Hung out with Heather.
She's probably a little higher than I am. She went outside as well to do a pre-roll, as my daughter asked me tonight.
And to antagonize our dogs.
Yeah. They barked at me first.
And you barked back.
Yes.
You got them all worked up.
I was talking to them. Uh-huh. We were having a conversation.
It was not a conversation.
Yes, it was.
You were arguing.
That's how I talk to dogs. Dogs.
You were arguing with them.
That's how I talk to them.
You were arguing.
Look, she's doing it now.
Yeah.
But
it was pretty good. I didn't do much. Hung out with Heather. Went home. Came back.
So how did you feel while you were helping me through this? Were you
there was crying? A moment that I felt like crying, but because I felt that you were sad, and so like it makes me feel sad when you're sad.
Yeah, no, I get that. No, I totally get it. It was very special. Thank you for doing it with me. It was a very special moment. You popped a cherry, and
meanwhile, I did not know this was going to happen, so I was in the shower, and I get out of the shower to see candles lit and both of them on the verge of tears, and I was like, I'm just going to go into the back. Y'all have fun.
He really did. He just looked at me and asked, and I said, a cord cutting ritual, and he kind of just like, okay, and kept walking towards the bathroom and or back to our bedroom, and I didn't know Haley was almost crying. I was totally crying at that point, but as I've mentioned, crying is stupid, so I don't like doing it. So I was really trying to like just let it be tears and not big
heart sobs,
sad ones, you know.
Yeah.
So yes, but I'm glad you didn't stay, because you would have made that come about.
Yeah.
And then I would have lost the manifestation and what I'm hoping I'm creating by putting that there. And
it felt like something that I shouldn't interrupt. So
yeah, no, you did. I appreciate that. And next time, if you see something, you can always come sit. I mean, we wouldn't, if I didn't want you to be a part of it, then I wouldn't do it while you were home.
I felt the vibe. This is going to sound hippie, but I felt the energy was not right for me to be there.
Right for men.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been a good thing for me to be there. And I felt that. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go watch TikToks and get ready to go pick the kids up. So that's what I did.
Play with your dingling.
I did not.
Mm-hmm. No, you ain't got to lie to kick it, bro.
I didn't.
But anyways, I didn't mean to take over Haley. It was a very special moment. I know.
Oh, I think I was done. I was
both kind of questioning which way it was going to lean. And it's still up in the air, y'all. So, Cody.
Yes.
Besides you being scared to sit with us while we were doing a witchy thing.
Wasn't scared. It was that it wasn't right for me to be in there.
No, I get it. I'm just giving you grief.
I'm doing good. I've been kind of struggling the past few days with like decisions of how I want the future to look. You know, I get burnout on this job pretty often. I've been doing it for a long time. I've built a very successful career out of it, but it fucking sucks sometimes. You know, tomorrow I have to get up and take the kids to school. I'm going to go to the gym and then probably catch a nap and then go to work, and I'll be gone for 2 weeks. And that fucking sucks. I'm going to miss football games. I'm going to miss softball games. I'm going to miss all sorts of stuff. So I've been kind of thinking about what else I could do, and I fucked up. I got into the oil field right when I was fresh out of school. I'd have no other work experience that is worth anything. You know, really, I have a degree that is kind of cool, that may make me a manager somewhere. And then I have, you know, 13 years now of oil field experience. So, it's hard to think of anything else outside of that, especially anything that keeps us, in the lifestyle that we're accustomed to. So, for now, I think that it's best if I just keep on this. I did see something really interesting posted the other day, though. There's a company based out of Houston that is hiring for consultants for offshore rigs, and it's specifically for wireline. So,
I mean, that's super cool, but the world's going to hell in a handbasket with the current leadership. So, well,
and that's another reason why I've been thinking about what else I could do, and maybe sales. Maybe marketing.
We've already told you what we're going to do. You said there's oil down in Mexico. That's where we're going.
Yeah, maybe. But we have to have the money to do that first.
Hola.
And we do not. But other than that, you know, just general anxiety and stuff like that, just kind of thinking about normal going back to work shit. I've been getting overstimulated a bit more often recently, so I've got to talk to my psychologist about that and figure out what that's all about. Because I mean, it's I think yesterday is when it was. We had one kid crying and like five kids asking me, you know, why is she crying? Why is this happening? At the same time, I had a dog that was trying to steal a towel out of my hands, that was trying to play, and I'm trying to get onto him for being a shithead, and it was all a whole lot, and I kind of snapped. So, but I've noticed that's been happening more lately, so I got to figure out why that is, and then hopefully deal with it. So, but yeah, other than that, just normal back to work shit. So,
yeah,
what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we are going to talk about a topic that is going to bring real and raw, because there are going to be some stories that might be told that suck. but it'll be okay. And that's what we're doing. Moving and not compromising ourselves, but figuring out where boundaries really go and what's a hard yes or no. And so our subject being today, our first one is flirting versus romancing.
Mm-hmm.
Romancing. That sounded weird in my head to say. Romancing. So, Cody, what do you think your definition of flirting is?
Flirting.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Is, to me, like, I don't know, playful banter, sexy messages, things like that.
Sexy messages like how?
Like sexting, like, hey, next time we're together, I'm going to do this, and you're going to do this, and then I'm going to do this.
Okay.
I'd like to try this, different things like that. You know, it's just playful and sexy is what flirting is to me.
Okay. How about you, Haley?
Probably about the same.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think more playful and not getting to know each other as much, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I think so. That's how I would define it as well, is it's a flirt. It's not a for sure thing. It could just be a pass and go wink or whatever, and that was somebody flirting, but it wasn't like going anywhere with it.
Yeah.
So, but yes, I'm also, Haley and I are a lot alike. I mean, we are playful. We are feisty. We like to come back at our loved ones hard, especially if they're of the male species. And so that part I get to. So Cody,
yes,
what is your definition of what romancing would look like?
I think romance, I've got a weird view on this, right? And it's not going to be the same as yours, and we've experienced that. Romancing to me depends on your intention. It depends on what you are trying to do with the situation. To me, it is the, you know, good morning every day. It is the implied I care about you, right? Now I care about you is going to be two different things, right? Because what you guys were describing as flirting just now is when you're first meeting somebody, the playful wink passing somebody, or, you know, just playful messages back and forth right when you are meeting somebody. But once you have been with that person and you know that person and you are trying to continue not necessarily a relationship but a flirtationship, you are going to have those messages that is, you know, well, what are you into? Well, I'm into this. Well, what are you into? It's going to be a little bit deeper conversation as well. But I don't know that that goes into romancing. So for me, romance depends a lot on your intention and where you want it to go.
So that's excellent. I'm going to come back for you in a second, but I just want to tell everybody how what you just said is going to tie into our ethical slut. You know, storyline, whatever.
Yeah.
One thing about the book that makes it super, super clear is that intention and clarity matter. From the book, flirting without clarity, without saying, hey, this is just fun, can get confusing. The other person might think you're just, the other person might think you're being romantic, and that blurs boundaries. On the flip side, romance without honesty or transparency can feel manipulative, like pretending to care deeply just to get what you want. Communication keeps both flirting and romancing ethical and separate.
Yeah, and one thing my therapist told me, and we'll get to why we were talking about this here in a minute, but one thing my therapist told me is that you need to set very clear expectations for all parties involved, right? And then stick to those expectations. Maybe revisit them, revisit your boundaries, revisit your goals, things like that often, so that everybody stays aware of what you want this to be and what everybody wants this to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree.
So I'm going to let you, I mean, you've been carrying that really well. I'm going to let you keep going. I think that we've got a pretty good definition on what romancing and flirting is. I mean, would you guys agree with what I said about intention, or what do you think? Haley, you go first.
She's so high.
She is. Haley. Haley. Yes. What do you think romancing is, or romanticizing? Romancing.
I mean, it says romancing, but romanticize. Yeah, either one. I don't know.
And what did you say?
What do you what is your definition? I said that it depends on your intention.
Yes. Intention.
You think that's there? So technically, one person's flirting could look a lot like romancing to another person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a line. I mean, it's definitely a thin line. Mm-hmm. So it just goes back to tying in. I mean, the communication is key here, and actively listening to each other. That's right. That's another big thing. We preached all about that in the first season, but and we're probably not going to stop because it is so important.
Yeah.
But I agree. We're still finding our points, mm-hmm. or where we're at. Our line is. Yeah. We definitely have our line drawn in chalk because we erase it and move it.
Yeah.
When we need to. So, do you want to start with what went down?
I want to start by giving an example.
Okay.
Okay. So what she just said, our boundaries constantly shift. Haley and I had a situation earlier this year where that line did get blurred. Now, our line has been set. We me and Haley agree where that line is. Me and you agree where that line is. You and Haley agree where that line is. We do flirt heavily, right? But it's not something where any of us are worried about crossing anything, right? You and I constantly revisit, is this where we want to be? Is this what we want to happen? And I think it would be good for you and I and all of us to revisit, is this what we want? Is this what we want to happen, right? Just because that constant communication keeps things clear, right? That line drawn in chalk can be moved, right? If situations evolve, relationships evolve, everything in life evolves. So you have to be willing to roll with the changes. Now, getting to the meat and potatoes of the situation. I've talked on this podcast before about how I have blurred this line in the past, and it happened with Haley and I. I let myself get very romantically involved with Haley, and it's not, I don't want to put a lot of blame on her. It was a lot more in my court, and I don't think she quite knew where I was going with it, and I really didn't know where I was going with it until it was brought to my attention multiple times, right? So I blurred that line between flirting and romance. I was sending the good morning texts, and you know, I was being a lot more than just a friendly play partner. I was being a lot more than just a good friend. You know, I knew where the line was, and I crossed it. So that happened. It was a pretty severe breach of trust to both of these girls, and I am surprised that either one of them will still have anything to do with me, but I have done a lot of work since then, including talking with a therapist regularly, and including communication with both of them on how we are going to continue forward, how we are going to keep having fun with one another, you know, how we're going to keep everyone involved in all of our lives. And I like to think I've done very good. I don't know. You know, I think that's yet to be seen. And Heather can tell you a lot more. And Haley can tell you a lot more about how I've done. But Yeah, I think I've done okay. So, in a nutshell, that's what it was.
Yep.
So, what do you have to say about that?
Me?
Yeah.
You threw me for a question I wasn't expecting. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I'm good. It did suck while it was happening. There was definitely misunderstandings and miscommunications on both parts, reading into one thing more than any other. Ultimately, I was glad that I said something, because I don't know that Haley would be here now if I hadn't had said something. I don't know where, I mean, I don't think that Cody and I would be split, but I don't know where we would have been.
I don't think we would be as solid as we are now.
And I mean, even since then, now that's something that's crazy. And this is where people will really get confused, is because they're like, wow, she's like over there all the time. You guys do this, you do that. Yeah, we do. We live life. Like I mean, that's just always what it is. She's a part of my village and we get to do it almost daily. So mm-hmm. We're lucky in that aspect. I was never overly concerned about her involvement. She had made it clear just by being herself and how loyal she is and how kind and loving and caring and she is when you're one of hers, you're one of hers. And I mean, it was just, for me, playful on her side.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did the naughty thing that you're not supposed to do. Yes, we have each other's passcodes, because we have naughty pictures coming in at any given time, so we can't just leave them unlocked. I had somebody try to say that. Well, why do you guys have that if it's open? Well, I don't want my kids to see a random penis, like, or some flappy flaps, you know, like, I just, that's why we have it. Thanks, Susan. We have
privacy screens.
would you want your kid accidentally finding my phone and like picking it up? Who knows, you know? But her friendship, I don't know, for whatever reason, however life is, it wasn't an issue with what Haley was doing or how Haley handled the situation. It definitely came from, like I said, I got on his phone and I looked, and it was the excess amount of good mornings, and the check-ins were often. Like, don't get me wrong, I have somebody in the Bahamas right now, and like, they're doing their thing and we keep connecting, you know, like one or two times, because that's it, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was past that. It would be more conversationally into what was happening there in the Bahamas and what was happening here. There were a couple of times that, as the world does to us, got crazy, and he was the first person called. In one way, I understand it. But on the other level, because I was already having these icky feelings because I had seen Cody's text messages, it just was something I never said anything about. So it did suck. But we did talk about, I mean, we've all talked about it. We're all cool. We're all good.
Well, and I could tell, you know, you mentioned not being concerned about her. I know that whenever you and I had the conversation of where I recognized what I had done, where we sat down and we had our talk, she was completely blindsided by it, right? Like, it wasn't I knew this was coming or anything like that. It was oh shit, you know, what is happening kind of thing. So that being said, how did this affect you? Like, how did you feel with all of this happening?
I think for me, I was mainly more scared of losing Heather as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because she is such a big part of me and my daughter's life. She's somebody I don't want to lose or hurt or anything like that.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, I'm just here.
So. No, you're cool.
You know what she means.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think, you know, in that time, we were all a little nervous about where things were going to go in the future. I know that there for a while, it was kind of awkward at first, you know, and then we all just kind of loosened up and...
Well, because we knew where the lines were. I mean, everyone was aware of the thing.
I've been focusing a lot more on knowing where that line is and knowing how to maintain that line. And I think that it has helped a lot. And I can kind of get further into that, but I mean, it's knowing where my boundaries are, where your boundaries are, where your boundaries are. It's knowing where that is and establishing a firm line. Like, I know I cannot go past this, right?
Yeah.
And like, I knew it before, but at the same time, I didn't know what I was doing, right? I wasn't aware, you know, and that sounds like a cop out, but it's true. With Haley, I think, at least subconsciously know where I was going with it. I knew what my intention was, and you know, it happened. I caught feelings, and that's one of the big things that as a swinger you're not supposed to do. You know, you're not supposed to let yourself catch feelings, and it happens. You know, and anybody that's been in the lifestyle for longer than a few months is going to tell you that it does happen. It's a thing. So you just got to be really on top of your boundaries and really on top of the communication with all parties involved.
I mean, we're telling you communicate. Mm-hmm. But I sat in those feels for at least a month before I finally said something.
I wouldn't say that, because you had been saying, you know, hey, do you think you need to have a talk? Hey, do you think you need to reevaluate what you want out of this? You had been saying that for a little while, and I didn't see at the time what I was doing. I didn't see at the time really how I was leading things down that road. And, you know, of course, I was like, no, you know, everything's good. I'm fine. And then when it all came to a head.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
It all came to a head, and I should have listened a lot sooner than what I did, you know? So. Yeah. All right, that was shitty, so let's continue.
Okay, so how do you think, just kind of for, I'm going to ask Haley this since she didn't get a whole lot of talk time this last one. How can romance look different depending on each other's love languages? Like, what would your love language be?
I'll give you an example. Mine is physical touch and words of affirmation.
Acts of service for me. So, like, surprising me at my house, you know, showing up with gifts, helping me like with chores or things like that, or just like going out on walks and things like that, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Okay. So Cody just gave you an example of his being physical touch and
words of affirmation.
How do you think, like, how do you get what I'm trying to ask, what the question is?
How would you be able to tell without me communicating to you if I was trying to romance you versus just flirting with you? What would that look like for you?
Yes.
I'm thinking. Hold
on. Can you hear the Jeopardy theme?
Oh my God, I was about to do that.
I'm sorry. Like, you don't give me time to think.
I don't think she was expecting this question.
I know, it's hard when that happens, isn't it?
I didn't read the thing.
That's why the thing is there, all right?
It's the guide, I told you. It's the guide. Cody, okay, in that situation, what do you think my love language is? I can never answer these.
Yours is 100% acts of service. It's like when I go in on a deep dive clean of our room or the kitchen or the living room or something like that, whenever I surprise you with a nice, clean, stress-free environment for you to be in, it's immediately you can see the hearts coming out of your eyes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yours is definitely that. It's not gifts. It's not really, you're a lot less of physical touch, though you are getting to be more that way. But words of affirmation and acts of service are 100% you.
I was going to say words. Yeah, that was where I was thinking, was words of affirmation, which also ties in just randomly to me thinking why I can do multiple relationships. Like how you've talked about it, and you're like, I don't have the brain space for it. I don't have the time for it. How I can, but it's because I'm getting that back because it's, you know, back and forth communication. So I don't know. That just kind of like hit me. I'm starting to get high, guys. So we're going to go on a ride maybe on all of these questions.
Well, good.
Haley, you got an answer? Are you feeling... How can romance look different depending on love languages?
I think it looks different for everybody because everybody has a different love language.
That was a good answer.
Yeah.
So someone trying to romance you, right? Would they be very touchy with you and tell you nice things? Or would they come over and help you with chores, body double?
Come over and help me with chores and body double.
Bingo. Right.
Yeah.
So knowing that, it makes it a lot easier on my end to flirt with you, not romance, but to flirt, because I know what your love languages are not. I know how to send signals that are just playful.
Yeah.
Taco tingles. Yeah. Versus romantic.
I just know I'm touchy with all my friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, like,
not like inappropriately, no, but like,
no, I meant inappropriately.
Actually, no, I'm just kidding. Oh my god.
But no, like I did mean that, like, oops, inappropriately or not, right? You know, I know there are certain things that make you tingle, and I really like making you tingle. It's fun.
Okay,
but I also know that is
she
not,
she turns a cute pink.
Yeah,
we can't forget about that.
But now I also know that is not a romance thing for you, so I know that I can do that without misconstruing things, right? You know what I mean? So yeah,
but it's still cool because of we've been able to talk and mend and like grow from this. Like, Haley's going through some health issues and America sucks and insurance is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cody's been helping with mowing, or Kobe will go over there. Luckily we got saved this last time cause it got taken care of.
Yeah.
So rock on for that. But like that going off of her saying the acts of service, mm-hmm. That's where that weird thin line is going to have to be. That's where the hard talks are going to have to happen. Because, I mean, honestly, like for me, like I said.
Oh, I wasn't even viewing him cutting the grass like that.
No, but listen, that's what I'm saying. No. We talked about, I never had that bad, icky feeling with you. It was seeing how he was doing it because your responses were just flirty back. His dive deeper into it. Mm. And like, I don't know how to explain it. But after after we talked, that awkward, stupid talk, and then us kind of being awkward for, like, you know, the next two or three times we got to hang out or whatever, we're back to normal. Yeah. So it is, it's right. I mean, because the line, he knows where that is, you're not healthy. The heat really fucks you up. So, of course, I have hands.
We're not going to let you be around spinning blades on a lawnmower. It when there's stops. A chance that you could pass out.
I want everyone to know, it stops when you let go.
Well, that's fine, but what if you go into seizure mode and you don't let go? You've got one hand on the mower blade or the mower deck, and you go down. And, like, it can happen.
Heaven forbid.
Listen, funny. So we know that my reasoning for doing that is...
Well, it's just back to, because she's it's back to the way it was. She's a part of of our village. She's,
well, but what I'm trying to point out is, yes, that was an act of service. It's not a romantic act of service, yes, because we know that the reason that I did that is because we're not going to let you fucking die. Okay. So, you know, it's intention. Intention is everything. Yeah. Intention is everything. 100%.
What did you just say?
I said it'll be all good. Not good to die.
Oh,
because yeah. I felt like after I said that, that's how it came out.
I thought you were going to go all emo, and I was like, "But it's okay if I die." I was like, "Shut up! No, it's not."
Okay, where are we at on this thing? Oh. Because I am completely fucking lost.
You're always completely effing lost.
Are we at the segment two open discussion prompt? Is that where we're at?
Hold on, I don't think
bullet point 47.
I hate you so much. No, so we had just done like an expansion discussion over like what flirting and what it looks like for different love languages.
Okay.
So
is that segment three?
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm forgetting where I'm at. I quit. Okay, see, segment two, flirting versus in E&M content. So I guess what we were talking about earlier was, I guess, just us in general. Not necessarily like how we flirt as you being a swinger. Because that's a different kind of flirt.
Not really.
You don't think so?
No, it's like I've already explained this.
Non-monogamous.
I've already explained this, though. Like, flirting when you are first meeting somebody could be maintaining eye contact. It could be a wink. It could be a smile. It could be a hand brush or something like that. But, you know, as you dive deeper into it, if you have continuing play partners, if you have someone that is one of your friends that you're still trying to get in the pants of, you know, you are going to continue that flirtationship, right? You're going to continue. I just said it. You know, I know the things that make her tingle, and I'm going to do that often because it's fun.
She gets so frustrated when you do that. Like, her look.
I love it.
You would be killed.
It's
lasers
so much fun.
Will shoot at you.
It's so much fun though because she does. She turns this really bright shade of pink and then she dares glaggers at you. It's awesome.
It's a pretty shade.
But yeah, I mean it's E&M is no different and swinging is no different than just regular flirting. You know, you are going to continue those flirtationships. The flirting will evolve as you continue. You just have to know where the line is, right?
And I think we're getting, I mean, obviously, it's written in chalk for a reason.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was something, like I said, we've...
What are you doing?
He's going to be so mad when that clicking goes off.
Oh, I can see it. Look, I will show you.
He's going to be like, see? God damn it, Haley.
Each one of those little spikes right there, those are you. That's you.
She's so freaking high.
I was trying to get to a certain color.
Leave it right there. No. Don't touch. Leave it right there.
Good girl.
Good girl. No.
I'm just holding it.
What were you saying, baby? Yeah, we're lost.
Okay, shut up. No, I know where we're at. Sorry. Oh, that we've, since it has grown. Mm-hmm. And that I just wanted to, like, because we didn't give up. We wanted to make it work every way. So the communication was there, the layers of loyalty, you know, just everything building up. And here we are now. I feel like we're closer than we were before.
Mm-hmm.
And there has since still been playtime between the two of you. And it's been fine. Like, yeah. It's just like it was. It hasn't crossed whatever line my brain.
Well, I think that helps too, though, knowing that we both know where our lines are.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we both recognize where too far is, and we're not going to take it there. And I think you knowing that helps playtime between us be a lot easier in your mind, right?
Yeah, and it is fun. You guys are both very good actors and listen very well. So that's always, that's been fun the last couple of times we've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I just got that same face.
She's pink. Where are we going right now?
You just had to stay on the ride.
What is fucking happening?
You just had to stay on the ride. We didn't let it go quiet.
Should I stop?
You should have stopped her, yeah.
No. No, we're letting that play out. Okay. We need to get back on track here.
We need to get back on track.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I got it. So we were talking about the room, how it was, where our boundaries are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tying in another part from the book, over the chapter Honesty.
Okay.
So one of the big lessons from this book is that honesty isn't just about telling the truth. It's about telling it early. Being upfront about what connection is shifting keeps everyone from making false assumptions. And that's where it gets hard. I know for everybody.
Yeah.
At least for me, for sure. If you're playful and it's just playful, say that. If you feel it turning into something more, say that too. Otherwise, people start writing their own stories in their head, and that's where jealousy festers. Openness and clarity are the antidotes.
Well, and that can... I get that 100%, but if you're in a situation like we were where I didn't know that's where I was going, right? I didn't recognize it. I didn't recognize any of the signs. I didn't recognize any of the behaviors. I was just kind of going with it, right? So honesty and clarity works great as long as you know what your intentions are. You know that you are consciously doing this, right? Unconsciously, however, you have to be willing to take a really deep look at yourself, a really deep look at your actions, your words, everything, to make sure that you are not portraying a different story than what you have agreed to, right? That's where the miscommunication comes in. That's where the hurt feelings come in, all of it, you know. So honesty, a little bit more than just with your partner, you need to be honest with yourself and willing to take that deep dive into yourself to figure out, hey, is this what I want? Is this my intention? What am I doing? Right. And then even with that, when, you know, we've mentioned several times the line drawn in chalk, you have to be willing to constantly ask yourself, is this what I want? Is this where I want this to go? And then if that changes, if the answer to that question changes, then you have to communicate that right now to your partner and say, hey, I think that this is developing. I want to try to pursue this path, right? And talk it out.
Or is this, you know, like, how can we make this work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm a much more direct communicator, I have found, and that can be a lot, it can be very harsh sometimes. So I still struggle to find the right words to say to bring these things up. And that's, you know, when she said that having that conversation can be difficult, it can, because for me, bringing up the subject in a way that doesn't hurt feelings is tough. It's finding the right words to say, it's being soft, it's being vulnerable, and I am typically not those things, right? I'm very direct, I'm to the point, I am this is what's happening, this is what we need to do to move forward, right? And sometimes it's a lot more nuanced than that. Right. So how do you feel about everything that I just said?
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you. I was just letting you talk. Just sometimes when you're talking all smarticles and it's making sense, I just let you go because it's going to make sense for everybody if it makes sense for me.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. So when I ask you that, though, it's because I can feel myself repeating things, and I want you to keep us on track because you have the thing in your hand that keeps us on track.
Oh, yeah. That's what I've been looking at.
Yeah. So what's the next
thing? Oh, okay. There? So it's a listener engagement question, okay. But we're going to ask Haley, and then I'll ask you. Haley. How do you signal, and listeners, we'd love for you to write in, email, whatever, find us on socials and ask and give these questions because we want to know, we want to talk to real people that are out here living the life that we are in our own special way. So how do you signal if something is just meant, how do you signal that you're flirting or that you want it to go deeper? Like, do you use your words, body language, what?
I would say just saying it.
Being like, I want.
Yes, like, I want more, or I want this, like, or, you know, like.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. It's verbal communication saying, hey, I want this to go to the next level.
Yeah.
And I think that's.
Isn't it annoying how he talks? Like, we're like, blah, 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 and then he talks it and makes it normal speak, and we're like, ugh, that's what I said.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
I'm sorry. I want to make sense of what you're saying to everyone.
I know,
else.
But
like I get what you're saying because I know both of you, but everyone else might not quite understand, you know.
I know, I love it. It's just annoying. So, okay. Cody,
yeah.
Another question. Let's discuss party etiquette. How do you keep flirting light and then from turning into overstepping bounds?
Well, for me, I mean, this is a weird question to me because okay. At a party, I'm only flirting. There is no no possibility for romance. There's no possibility for anything further to develop at a party. I'm there for one reason and one reason only. So, you know, it's that question to me is kind of null and void because it doesn't really apply. Now, in regular situations, repeat one more time what it is. How do I keep from blurring that line?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, it's just like we keep saying, is constant communication with yourself, with your partners, with everyone involved to make sure that things don't develop past what you want them to, right? Now, if you are ready and willing to go into that, flirting can very fucking easily go into romancing, right? It can transform. But if you're not willing to take that step, then you have to be aware of where that line is. And communication is the way to be aware of that.
So like we said, we're going to say it until the cows come home.
There's a dead horse. He's out in the pasture, and he's got just chunks out of him because we keep going up to that poor thing, and we are beating the fuck out of it.
It's going to reach somebody. They're going to be like, oh, my God, the 507th time we said it, I get it, and it's going to be glorious. Okay, so I just kind of continuing on rules, blurred lines. I mean, we're kind of already hitting these topics anyway without just like labeling them as we go. So example more of us being flowy and not scripted, dickweed. And so let's see, rules, blurred lines, growth. What's it looking like? This is tying in the book. At chapter 4, contracts. So the book calls them you're contracts, muted. But not like legal ones.
You're muted. You muted your microphone. There you go. Oh my Quit God. Pressing fucking buttons.
So how this is going to, we're going to expand on chapter 4, contracts and the ethical slut. The book calls them contracts, but not like legal ones, more like living agreements. These aren't meant to be etched in stone. They're meant to adapt as relationships grow. What worked in the beginning might not make sense a year later, and that's okay. Contracts are healthiest when they're flexible, regularly revisited, and co-written with honesty. A good agreement doesn't lock you in. It keeps you aligned as you both keep evolving.
And I think that's really healthy to point out that rules, the word in and of itself doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right? These are not rules that we are stating for one another. I don't make rules for Heather. She doesn't make rules for me. And, you know, Haley, none of us make rules for you. But in that, if you were to make those rules, it becomes such a complicated thing of trying to stay inside this box and trying to not break these rules. Moreover, what we have is agreements. We have, hey, this is a boundary that I'd like to not push. Can we agree not to push that boundary? Yes, we can. Now, if it's something that we can agree on, well, let's discuss how we can come to some sort of compromise to not necessarily push that boundary, but also not necessarily give up everything that I'm wanting as well, right?
Yes.
And that's again, dead horse, getting the fuck beat out of him, constant communication. These quote-unquote rules will evolve over time. They never stay the same, right? We've mentioned it before that when we got into the lifestyle, we had ground rules. We had strict ground rules for everything, right? Know this, know that. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. We are going to do this, but we're not going to do that. Over time, those have completely fucking changed.
Yep.
Like 100%. I don't think even one of our ground rules that we had from the beginning is even still a thing. So rules in and of themselves don't typically work because as humans, we are programmed to want to break those rules. Question authority, break free of all of this shit. We want to push that boundary, right? What we have to have instead is an agreement. We have to say, we are going to come together and decide together that we are not going to do X, we are going to do Y. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. So have, you know, you talked about, you just mentioned that we've had to rewrite, we've had to, you know, change it up, we've had to erase and start over
hundreds of times.
Yeah. What is one that is Like, what was our, what's your most, like, the biggest one that you thought would never happen?
The biggest one I thought would never happen was no relationships. You know, we said in the beginning that we're not going to catch feelings, period. If it does happen, we throw the brakes on, we decide something else, right?
Yeah.
That very quickly changed, you know. There's been some other ones that I don't know if you want me to go into on here, and I don't think I'm going to yet. But there's been a couple other ones that have happened that... It's not necessarily a rule. Like you said, it was an agreement. And then the boundary gets pushed and we realize we're actually okay with this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, we would have liked a discussion first, but it happens. Heat of the moments, a lot of things are going to happen. And then you have the discussion afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. You have the discussion of, hey, I know we had this agreement. Heat of the moment, things got a little bit carried away. This happened. Can we talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. And that conversation is going to suck every time. Of course it's going to suck, right? You broke that agreement. But with that, having a partner who is understanding, having a partner who is willing to work with you on this, having the partner that you need is mm-hmm. what's going to get you out of it, right? If these things happen, because they do happen, they are 100% going to happen, right? You cannot expect to be in this lifestyle and not have those things happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Because...
life's not perfect.
Yeah. Well, life's not perfect, and we are in a lifestyle that is based entirely on heat of the moment, right? I don't know about you guys. My judgment is not always 100% when I am trying to do things, right? Mm-hmm. So... heat of the moment, things are going to happen. You have to be willing to accept that and talk about it rather than just get pissed off and end things, right? Otherwise, you're not going to carry a relationship in this. It's not going to work. So, that was my soapbox. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you did. I liked it. Haley. You don't remember the question. Give me your... dirtiest pickup line. Right off the cusp. I even told you we were going to do this. Oh my goodness.
I guess the water park one.
We'll tell everybody.
Oh, yeah. So sorry. Sorry. I was going to take you to a water park, but judging by my pants, you already took me there.
Yeah, wink, I like that wink. One.
What's one from you, Cody?
I hear you're looking for a stud. I have the STD. All I need is you.
Oh my God. Sicko. Stop.
That was a good one.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. That's so funny.
What's yours?
What would a lesbian dinosaur be called? A lickalotopus.
That's not a pickup line. That's just a fucking joke.
Those are how some of my most favorite dates have gone. Thank you very much.
Jokes are your pickup lines.
I was like, says the man that came up to me cornily making jokes.
You came up to me and you said, I've been told that you can play guitar. Will you play me a song? And I said, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, we are about to run out of time.
We
are getting long on time. So
let's go. Remember how we're always like, oh my God, we're not going to be able to do this.
So Heather builds these episodes ahead of time, and she gets this guide built, and I fucking love it. I really do. Having this in my hand to be able to go through and try to kind of keep us on track has been amazing. You saw today, you know, none of us were really looking forward to this conversation today. It was an awkward one. We knew that it was going to be. We knew that we were going to get derailed several times. But having this in my hand has been fucking amazing. So, baby doll, I want to tell you thank you for that. But she does. She builds these several days in advance. And we always, every time she builds one, we're both like, man, are we going to have enough to fill all this time? Because we want to take up about an hour like mm-hmm. we have today. It turns out we go over almost every time. So, you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
I'm telling you, it's like our therapy together. I mean, it's not really talking to a therapist that's giving us any actually advice back, but we're talking for an hour straight about. Yeah.
Well, and that's what my therapy sessions have become is more, it's a lot less me getting advice and a lot more me just unloading. And last time we met, she told me, she was like, you could just keep a journal. She said, you don't necessarily need to do this. She said, if you want to. do it. She said, but if you keep a journal and just unload all your thoughts, you're going to be just fine. So that's kind of what I've been doing a lot more is journaling. You know, but like what I was saying is sometimes that's all we need is just to unload, you know. And I know that having that ability to unload with you or in my journal, whatever needs to happen, helps me 100%. And I hope that I help you in that as well.
You do.
So, cool. All right, well, we're at the end of it. As always, look in the episode description. All of our socials are going to be linked in there. Make sure, please, 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 that you follow the podcast so that you never miss an episode. Give us a review and rate us 5 stars. You don't even have to say anything nice about us. You can tell us your favorite sandwich in the reviews. That's totally fine. All we're trying to do is help feed Apple's funky little algorithm that makes it dance and puts our podcast up in the charts a little bit. So please, please, please do that. Go visit us on our socials, send us messages, go to the email and email us any questions, anything that you have, any suggestions, anything like that. Baby, what you got?
Is that everything from you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had one more thing, but you go ahead.
Is it your ending?
No.
Okay. Well, tell me your one thing.
So I forgot to mention on my check-in the other day, I hit a huge fucking milestone today.
Oh, yes, you did.
So I have been working really for the past probably 3 years solid on trying to get to where I can raw bench press 225 pounds. That means a bench with no guides, no Smith machine, no spotter, nothing like that. I want to hit 225. I have not been able to do it until today. I hit 225 pounds today, and it was such a fucking amazing feeling. I have finally hit that milestone, and now we go to the next one, right? So, yeah, it's a pretty fucking awesome feeling.
I'm so proud of you, baby.
Thank you.
It's been so fun to watch. Okay, are we, is this,
yes.
You've said everything?
Yes.
Kaylee, do you need to say anything?
No.
Okay. If you haven't already, I hope you get your nut today.
All right, that being said, love yourselves because we love you. Okay, thanks. Bye.